Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. It's being called a remarkable piece of literature that brings a fresh look at righteousness. In Righteousness Made Simple, Volume 2, Easy Guide to Understanding God's Righteousness, Being Bold as a Lion, author Apostle Andre D. Mays captures and breaks down the misconceptions of righteousness in light of human efforts and works among believers. His written work gives the biblical context of righteousness, salvation, liberty, and justification by faith in Jesus. Apostle Mays leads a ministry hub called ADM Ministries. ADM Ministries leads Deliverance Overcoming Church, Kingdom Impact Networks, DOC Networks, Kingdom Impact School of Supernatural, Wisdom Keys, and Kingdom Technologies Television Ministry. He's a partner, advisor, and instructor for the School of Prophets and School of the Apostles, and he partners with TCT-TV as a host and guest personality for the Ask the Pastor program. Righteousness Made Simple, Volume 2, Easy Guide to Understanding God's Righteousness, Being Bold as a Lion, featured at the 2024 Guadalajara, Mexico International Book Fair, the largest book festival in the Americas, and at the 2025 London Book Fair. And author Apostle Andre D. Mays joins us on This Week in America. Welcome to the program. A pleasure to have you with us.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here. I'm excited. I thank you for taking the time out.
Well, I thank you for making time out of your busy schedule. I mentioned all that you were involved in, and I appreciate you spending time with us to talk about the book Righteousness Made Simple. Let's first of all talk about righteousness and a book on righteousness. Why did you feel this was necessary, that you were moved to write this book?
I was moved to write this book because there are a lot of people that struggle with trusting God and walking with God. And so many times, many people think that they're having a faith issue when we're finding out the Bible talks about the righteousness of faith. And in Romans chapter 10, it talks about the righteousness of faith speaks. And so therefore, many times people, you can have faith and trust God, but that can only last for so long because the problem becomes of insecurity and the way we think and the way we process ourselves and see ourselves. And many times we just do not have the confidence and assurance that God will answer and that God will do and be everything that he said he'll do and be for us. So therefore, it was necessary to write a book on righteousness so we can help build people so they can get all of their prayers answered and have the confidence to know that even if you die, you know you're going to heaven. And that, I think that's worth talking about.
Why is it so hard to feel righteous? You hear so many people discuss that. They just really don't feel that they are righteous. Why is that so difficult for us to understand this concept and for us to feel like we are righteous?
Wow, I'm glad you asked that question. When you think about righteousness, first thing is righteousness is not a feeling. It is something that you have by faith. And when it comes to trying to feel righteous, many times people are trying to feel righteous based on their thoughts of their performance, how well they perform, how well they've acted, how well they lived, how well they've done all these different things. And because of these things, then they're trying to drum up or create or produce or manufacture righteousness. And it's not something that you manufacture. It's something that you have faith in, because here's the truth of the matter. Righteousness is not something that you have. Righteousness is something that is given to you by God himself. Righteousness is the very nature of God, and it's something he gives to you.
That's such a fascinating point, and all of this and so much more explained in detail in the book Righteousness Made Simple, Volume 2, Easy Guide to Understanding God's Righteousness, Being Bold as a Lion. The author is our guest, Apostle Andre D. Mays. Book available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever books are sold. A link on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. How perfect do I have to be before considering myself righteous? I hear so many people talking about, we all have different degrees. We all feel we probably fall short. How perfect do I have to be? Do I have to be perfect?
Oh, that's a great question. Number one, I guess to start off and answer that question is no, you don't have to be perfect. That's, I think that is the misnomer for so many people, and the reason why, going back to question two, they can't feel righteous because they think righteousness is their ability to be perfect. As we started to talk about, righteousness is a gift that you get from God. You're receiving the very nature of God. That's what the Bible talks about in 2 Corinthians chapter 5. It says that if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. All things have become new. You go down to about verse 21, and it says, he made him to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Because of me accepting Jesus as my Lord and Savior, being in Jesus, then I receive the righteousness of Jesus. That's what the download, part of the download of the Holy Spirit coming to us, and the Holy Spirit living on the inside of us. When we have that Holy Spirit on the inside of us, he brings righteousness. He brings peace. He brings joy. This is the gift, the inheritance that we receive from God. So hear this. No, you don't have to live. You don't have to be perfect. That don't mean that's licensed to sin. That don't mean you keep sinning. But what it does mean is my righteousness is not based on the goody-goody way that I live or act. My righteousness is an impartation from God himself.
Such an important topic, and I said that before, this book is so important. It is a success on an international basis, as I mentioned, being featured at book fairs all across the country, will continue to be into 2025. I want to touch on that one more time. So many people say, you know, as hard as I try to, I still sin. Will I ever qualify for righteousness? How would you answer that?
Here's the deal. The problem is they're putting the cart before the horse. They're saying, I'm trying not to sin. Will I ever feel righteousness? The Bible says this. It says, awake unto righteousness and sin not. In essence, what it's saying is when you begin to truly understand the deposit of the nature, the Bible says in Peter, we have received of the divine nature. We've received all things pertaining to life and godliness. When we understand our identity in Christ and what we've received from him, then therefore my performance, hear this, will not be from me, but from the identity of Christ himself in me. That's why greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Therefore, for a good example, it's like if I have $1 million in the bank, and I know it, and I have access to it. Will I continue to live like I'm broke or like I don't have anything? No, I will live out of the abundance of what I have. And this is the same thing when it comes to righteousness. It's not me trying to stop sinning to qualify to be righteous. No, it is me receiving the righteousness, and out of that righteousness, the expression of life comes through me. And no, I'm not perfect starting off. It's a journey. I keep learning. I keep growing. I keep maturing. And then we get there, hear this, where my life equals my position of what God has done in my life. So therefore, it looks like this. I am righteous now. Even if I err, I have an advocate with the Father that I can go to, and he will, and he's there, and they will forgive me of all my sins. Hear this. But as I'm learning how to be perfect, I'm learning how to live right, I'm learning how to live life to the best of my ability, according to the word of God. As I'm learning how to do this, hear this, I'm not gaining righteousness or becoming more righteous. Hear this. I'm doing that out of righteousness, because righteousness is actually the guide or that internal clock from God that he's put it in me that I live by.
Is righteousness something we're in and out of? We may be righteous, consider ourselves righteous, and then consider ourselves, I don't think I meet that level anymore. Is it something that's transitory?
Absolutely not. And that's the great thing about it being a gift from God. It's not something that I earn. It's not something that I perform for. It's not based on my merits, not based on my works. It's not based on what I have done. It is based on the gift that I receive. And even if I mess up, even if I sin, even if I do something wrong, hear me, and I'm not giving license or approving or saying it's okay to sin or do anything wrong. But what I am saying is my righteousness, hear this, my righteousness never came to me because I was perfect. Therefore, I'm not losing it when I'm not perfect. I'm going to say that again. I never became righteous because I was perfect. So how am I going to lose it when I'm not perfect, even though I'm going to live the best life that I can live and I will continue to grow and mature in the things of God.
Thank you for repeating that. That is so important. And I think righteousness for so many people may be an intimidating word. Should we look at righteousness differently now?
I would say yes. We should definitely look at righteousness differently, because when you look at righteousness from this standpoint of what I'm teaching, and you'll find this actually in 1 Corinthians chapter 5, around about verse 13, it says that he died, talking about Jesus Christ, he died for me that I no longer live. Now, here's the word in English, in the English translation, says that I no longer live from myself. I'm sorry, I no longer live for myself, but I live for him who died for me. And the thing about it, that's an interesting, because that translation is not necessarily correct. Because when I went back into the Greek text of that, 1 Corinthians 5, 13, it doesn't say that word where it says for myself, but for him. It's actually not the word for. The Greek word is hiato there, and it actually means of or from. So now when you read it from the correct translation from the Greek, it's saying, because he died for me, I no longer live from myself, but from him. So now I'm finding that my strength and my ability, the wisdom, the stick-to-itiveness, the peace, the joy, the ability to be able to say no, the curse being broken, the proclivity to feel like I have to do something wrong, I have to sin, I got to get back, I have to have envy, or I got to be unforgiving. No, when I'm living from him, then he gives me the strength, the power, the grace, and the ability to live just as Jesus lived when he walked this earth.
A fascinating conversation with our guest apostle, Andre D. Mays, author of Righteousness Made Simple, Volume 2, Easy Guide to Understanding God's Righteousness, Being Bold as a Lion. Touched on something a second ago I want to go back to. Why are there some people who think grace gives them a license allowing them to sin? Why is that? Why that misconception?
Because sometimes this can be mistaught, misappropriated. That's the first thing, and that is true. However, when you understand it in light of the scriptures and understand it even to what I'm teaching here, I'm not teaching a license to sin. Again, going back to my example, if I have $1 million in the bank, will I continue to live broke? No. If I have righteousness on the inside of me, will I continue to live in an unrighteous way when I have greater living in me and I have access to it and I know it? Not only that, hear this. It makes all the difference in the world, because grace is not the license to sin. Grace is actually the power that comes from God to keep me from having to sin. See, the grace is God's ability. So grace, people, when you say grace, most people say it's unmerited favor. That's how grace is given. It's given to you unmeritedly. But what really is grace? Grace is actually the power of God released on our behalf, living and working for us, in us, and working through us. So no, grace does not give me license to sin. Grace is actually, on the contrary, the power to not sin.
Do I have to keep all of the law of Moses in order to be righteous? Is that necessary?
That's a great question. Here's the first thing I want to say concerning that question. When you read into the New Testament, it disconnects, hear this real clearly, righteousness from the law of Moses. When you read in Galatians, matter of fact, the whole book of Galatians, really the whole book of Galatians is written to Jewish Christians who were trying to keep the law plus have salvation in Jesus Christ. And the scripture here is very clear, saying this doesn't mix. It's saying Galatians chapter 3, he says, who has bewitched you that you have begun in the Spirit? What does that mean? You have accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, received the Holy Spirit on the inside of you, and then it says, and now are you made perfect by your flesh? In other words, now are you going to heaven? Are you justified and made, declared righteous by God because of your actions of works and your lifestyle and your perfect living and you're keeping the laws? He said, who has bewitched you? He's saying somebody's put you under the spell to think that. You move into Galatians chapter 5 and round about verse number 4, it says to go back to the law of Moses means to fall from grace. My God, I don't hear that taught too much, and I don't hear that taught really anywhere. Hear this. It's actually saying to go back to the law of Moses is actually to fall from the grace of God. It is not keeping the grace of God or allowing the grace of God to empower you. Here's something I want to add to this, and this I think this is key. When you look at the law of Moses and you go back into the book of Deuteronomy and you read chapter 26, 27, 28, 29, and you read about all those blessings and all this, you'll be blessed in the field, blessed in your going in, blessed in your coming out, blessed in your land, blessed in your body, your cattle, all these things will be blessed. Name one spiritual blessing that the law of Moses gave you. The truth of the matter is the law of Moses never gave righteousness. The law of Moses never gave you access to heaven. The law of Moses never gave you any spiritual blessing. It was only natural things in the earth that they kept the law of Moses that they would receive blessings from God. There is not one spiritual blessing concerning the law of Moses. Life after death is not talking about everlasting life, peace, all these things. None of that is in the law of Moses. But you move into the new covenant, Ephesians chapter 1, verse number 3, it says every spiritual blessing has been released onto us on our behalf through and by Christ Jesus, for us being in Christ Jesus. So when you look at this, to keep the law of Moses is futile because the law of Moses never gave you righteousness, never gave you holiness. It never actually gave you the spiritual blessings of God. And if it did, then it would have been no purpose for Jesus to come.
Boy, there's a lot there. All of that and so much more in Apostle Mays' book, Righteousness Made Simple, Volume 2. We'll talk about the book availability, Volume 1, which is still there as well. And our video, we've got book covers for both. And you'll find information and can order at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, all of the usual places. Apostle, why do some Christians appear to be somewhat legalistic?
They become legalistic because many times they feel like these are the things that justify their position of saying that they're righteous. It justifies them saying they're holy. So if I wear my dress a certain length, and if I wear a suit and tie all the time, and if I do all of these things, based on all of these things, this is what gratifies my flesh, hear this, to feel like I deserve, that I warrant, that I justify the righteousness of God. And the problem becomes with this, and this is what Romans 4th chapter talks about. It says, Abraham, could he boast because of the things he did? And the Bible says very clearly, emphatically, it says, certainly not, because Abraham received righteousness, hear this, before he was circumcised. And it says the circumcision that he received in his flesh was a sign of the righteousness he had already received. Later on in that, continuing in that fourth chapter, it talks about David. David talks about blessed is the man who is justified or declared righteous by God outside of his works. Hear this. Legalism is man's way to justify himself, and hear this, and it's also the way that most and to all religions try to justify themselves to some standard. And I'm not saying there's not a standard of living that we live by, because there absolutely is. Hear this, though. Legalism is not what justify you. Think of it this way. God has sent his son to come to this earth, shed his blood, and die on the cross for our sins. And now you're going to tell me, after what all Jesus did, that now because of your perfect legalistic rules that you keep and all the things that you do, this is why you get granted to heaven? Not because of what Jesus did, because what you are doing? Hear me, that's an insult to the blood of Jesus.
Never heard it quite explained like that, and it makes perfect sense. The reviews to this book, and both in the series, both volumes, Righteousness Made Simple, receiving rave reviews, and a common theme is, this really is life-altering to me. I've never heard this before. This really makes sense to me. It is guiding the rest of my life. Why isn't this message taught everywhere and well-known?
Because many times, as preachers, and I am a fourth generation preacher and pastor, most of the time we preach and teach what we've heard. We just give out, we regurgitate what somebody else told us.
Yes.
And And when you look at righteousness, righteousness being such a fundamental, foundational infrastructure, a substratum of a doctrine that most people say, well, that's already dealt with, that's already determined, and we've already got that. And many don't really actually look into the scriptures to really see what the Bible says concerning righteousness and some of the basic fundamental doctrines. And because we don't, we accept what we were told and we run with it. And not realizing, and you would think after not seeing victory and not seeing in our lives the things that the Bible is talking about, you would think we would go back and check it out. But no, what we try to do is we try to become more legalistic. We try to become more spiritual, if you will. And hear me, many times, as I started off saying, many times you don't have a faith problem. You have a righteousness problem. If you don't have confidence and assurance, and you have shame and you feel guilty, or you feel like because you did something wrong, God gonna get you. That's all signs of you don't have a mind of righteousness. And this is why you need this book, because this book will teach you in a place of strength, of confidence, assurance. And I'm telling you, it will teach you how to have peace, that no matter what you're going through, the peace of God will be in your life, and you will have the confidence to know that no matter what happens, you can make it. You can make it.
This book is available wherever books are sold. This is volume 2, also available, I touched on it, is volume 1, The Foundation, much more in Righteousness Made Simple, easy guide to understanding God's righteousness, being bold as a lion. I've got about 30 seconds or so here at the end. Explain that that subtitle, and I love the book cover picture as a lion on it, being bold as a lion. What's the significance of that?
The significance of that is found in Proverbs. The Bible says a person that has righteousness, they have assurance, they have confidence, they have peace. It says this righteousness will make you bold as a lion. So the reason why we have this righteousness, it'll make you bold. It'll give you that assurance. And that's why we subtitled the book 2, volume 2, Bold as a Lion.
That's a great visual as you're trying to get reinforced during the day and pump up yourself and understand the concept of righteousness. Just think of the book cover of Apostle Mays' new book. This is Righteousness Made Simple, Volume 2, Easy Guide to Understanding God's Righteousness, Being Bold as a Lion. This book and others available, of course, at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever books are sold. The Amazon link on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. My thanks to Reader's Magnet, self-publishing and marketing company, for arranging our conversation today. Apostle, the time has gone by so quickly. You broke things down. I understand them. A lot of people who have read the book say, for the first time, I'm actually understanding this concept. It makes perfect sense to me. Thank you for spending some time with us. A pleasure having you on the program.
Thank you for having me, Rick. I really appreciate you, and I love your work that you do. Just thank you, thank you, thank you.
Well, thank you for doing the important work, and part of it is this book, Volume 2, Righteousness Made Simple. Again, book available wherever books are sold, a link on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. You are listening to This Week in America, and we're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.